Hey, Pick'em listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mount Ridermore. Everyone's got their glasses
Love
on.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, man. Are we rolling? All right. Let's get into it. Cross Country Mortgage, the number one mortgage company out there. They're riders. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool. They have an average close time of 21 days, which is crazy fast. They've got a wide variety of loan types, which means they've got everything to cover everyone with huge variety of products. They cover everything from renovations to refis and everything in between. Go to Cross Country Mortgage. They can help you get into a home. It's like the opposite of gambling. When you get them on your team, Cross Country Mortgage, they're dedicated to getting it done. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool so Cross Country Mortgage can take care of you through the home buying process. Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029, all loans subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com right now. crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool right now and talk to the people at Cross Country Mortgage. They'll take care of you. All right, week 11. We got a lot to talk about. Everyone looks great in their glasses.
Yep.
Not a sponsor right now of this show, but we ride together.
Have been in the past.
We ride together. There's a little bit of Rico doing the Andy Bernard. He's full time now, day three, so he's trying to copy Dave's style.
No, I love it. I walked by, I said, you're doing the Dave.
The guy says, I'm blogging. Guy says you get headaches from, I'm going to try him out.
I love it.
We're like the Matrix right now when they have like, what is it, Agent Smith or something, whatever it is.
His name is Agent Smith. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. If we went in a lineup right now, you wouldn't tell the difference between the four of us riders. All right, so what I wanted to say before we get into everything else. We're bad right now.
Bad.
I'm bad.
Big bad.
Everyone's under 50%. I said this in passing to Rico on Sunday, I believe. Now, obviously, I'm in last. I'm very far behind. So you can disagree with this because the chances of me winning are smaller. But I do think that if the winner of the Pat Hill Trophy finishes under 50%, they should not accept because that's embarrassing.
No trophy. I'm fine with that. 100%.
Vacate the trophy under 50%.
Yeah,
it's like what do you put on the trophy?
I think it just says
it's simple as that. It's right behind
the field.
It's right behind you, Dan.
Yeah,
it just says Big Cat 54%, 2020.
I think it just says the board beat us.
What if it's exactly 50?
I think 50 it hangs. Even though that's still not winning money technically, but I think going an entire season 50% is still, you know, it's at least something. Maybe actually Hank's right. I think it's got to be 50.1. I think 50 on the dot. Is a coin flip. 50.1. Now you get it.
Or how about if it's 50 on the dot, we literally flip a coin.
Okay. Whether you get it or not.
Yeah,
that will be your last pick of the season.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Heads or tails.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then you become 50.1.
Okay.
I love that. All right, so the other news is Rico has been relegated.
Yeah, he's relegated.
Officially relegated.
Relegate Rico. Those three things were trending. Cancel Business Insider. Cancel Morning Brew. Relegate Rico.
So
those are the three big hashtags of the weekend.
I'll do something that Rico won't. I will apologize to the Pick'em listeners and everyone who rides the bet with us. That's three straight weeks that Dave and I have hit our mortal locks and Rico has not. I apologize. I bet my money, my own hard-earned money, on these picks.
You haven't even been close.
No.
I would say SMU was close.
No.
A couple of possessions in the red zone.
As a 4.5-point favorite, they lost outright.
Were they ever winning?
No. They were never covering. Were they ever covering?
They were up. I feel like they were up.
Dave's pushed,
they were up 10-7. No.
They're
definitely up 10-7.
No.
Henry, don't perjure yourself.
What about the actual
betting on the app, Henry, in the Barstool
sportsbook,
the Pick'em parlay in the sportsbook that people bet hard-earned money +7.5, Henry.
Right.
Henry,
get Rico's dick out of your mouth, Henry.
Feel free to walk across the street to Daily Beast or Business Insider.
Now say, bet it on Tuesday so I get a better number.
No, Rico.
I know. You don't want the push.
Fucking yeah. Dylan.
My bet for years. Let me ask you this. If your pick covered, would people have cashed that ticket?
Yes.
Okay. Done.
So there it is.
End.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
I disavow.
They gave
maybe
me
you get a little blind. Discount. I mean, you got maybe take your glasses off. You're blinded by your Rico.
It says
love.
P on the fucking statue.
What? It real money. All right. Plus seven and a half.
My bad. I guess.
I got. Yeah. Your guess. You know what? I guess. You know who's prancing around social media last night at the bench mob? Hey, we cashed this, that. I didn't cash dick. I can
robots.
Put my ticket. This guy, Rico Bosco.
He roboted.
This guy, Rico Bosco.
He roboted.
They put a pick out. He tweets it out and says, ride with bench mob. Take this pick we put together. It's three college basketball teams all to win by 20 plus. I bet it to ride because I'm a rider. I'm sitting next to him at the gambling house. Houston is playing somebody. Houston, Elon, maybe? Houston's down. Like
Hofstra.
Yeah, they had to cover 20. That's all they had to
do. Did they win? I don't even know.
They won in overtime.
Won in overtime. So they're down like 10. I got to win by 20. I'm like, Rico, who picked this game? He looks around. He's like, oh, the trading desk gave it to us. Who the fuck? The computers at Penn? They mathematically will give us picks to try to lose. They have him in his back pocket. He's talking about this. I tried to support him.
A robot.
He gave me the robot picks.
Robot.
I lost $5,000 on robot
you
picks.
Had a robot
and then
pick
he's them. Bragging how they're off to this great start.
Robot.
Our parlay cash. What
no,
they
that
did.
Was your,
no,
was
no,
put
no,
the two
no,
of them
no.
next
you
to each other.
Up. You forgot
in
about
the
fucking
screenshot
you
when
you
I said I
you
did
dapped.
It. You dapped
did you dap?
Them.
Did you dap?
Yeah, you bet
you
the dapped. Promos. We want you people dapped. Betting the promos.
No, but did you dap?
You stole from
Stop.
Me.
That's how you get a fatter bowl.
You stole from me.
Did you dap?
Give him a quick fist pump.
You stole
how
from
quick?
Me. Real quick.
Sure, all right. Reenact.
Did you delete 12? The tweet?
What tweet?
The tweet that when you promoted it?
No. Oh, yes. Hold on. They fucking changed the thing. It was available for a little while, and Jack said, hey, that's no longer available.
The 20?
I need you to delete the first one. No, it's involving the over in Kansas.
You suspect.
It was involving.
So you gave out the robot pick, and then when I walked right into it like a
I think
mouse
the 20
to cheese,
was always available. It involved the first game with Kansas. Kansas and the over. And then they took that away. So we
imagine the people at home. I think my college basketball experts, even though he gave Gonzaga last year, I think that
they. No, they won it all.
Most anticipated Final Four game of all, whatever.
Morrison said
yeah,
it.
Where'd he go? School?
The guy who went to Gonzaga?
Yeah,
no way.
Right. He said
we didn't have a championship.
Right. Scott Drew also said that.
We're not doing this.
All right, no, we're
Roger,
doing it.
Robert Griffin III said it was very
I saw your. If you give picks,
John
hey, college basketball, bench
Dan
mob, Dickow. You said ride with bench mob. I have to assume you guys had that pick and came up with it. The robots gave it to you. It's a computer generated system to spit out losers, and you gave it to me. And dap me up about it.
The dap is.
I go, Rico, who gave
our shareable slips went 2-1.
Still doing it.
I go.
The blog was good.
How's the blog doing? I noticed, by the way, you start pinning the blog tweet instead of your card.
Yeah, for page views for the company.
No, I do the picks.
Who picked Houston? The trading desk.
Robots.
That is not the answer you want when you bet the trading desk.
Did you notice that, Dave? He starts. He's pinning. Because I love. I'm a rider. Love riding. Go every Saturday morning. I go to Rico's Twitter to see his card. The blog was pinned because we're down like 40 units this year.
You don't want to hear that. Hey, where'd you get that pick? Oh, I saw a used car salesman on the side of the road with snakeskin shoes. Like that, the trading, the robots.
It wasn't even a used car salesman. He went to one of those like red boxes where you rent the
movies.
No, no, those.
And he's like plunged in some clothes. He's like, here, take you.
I don't even
minus 20.
That's giving him far too much credit. He got it from the people designed to win. Like, they want us to lose, them to win. We're putting that out. Unbelievable.
You want people bet? Right, whatever.
No, our picks.
Right. Yeah, we got
Not
some of those
the
down
robots.
The
robots. We want to win.
We had the meeting yesterday. They rolled it out. I woke up in the morning.
Anybody listening to this, let me
all
say
right.
this very clearly. We want our people to bet and win.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking the robots' picks, the pit bosses' picks, the insider picks,
right.
those are designed to lose.
Right.
Like, if you walk into a casino and you're like, what game to play? They're going to point you to the one with the best odds for the house.
We want to blow up the robots. You know who's actually the number one robot killer in the world?
Kelly in Vegas.
Brad.
Oh, yeah, him too.
He literally, the robots try to take him down.
Right.
Do you have Kelly in Vegas's pick?
I'm with her right now. Okay. We may have to add it later.
Okay. So Rico's been relegated. The rules are simple.
Lost three in a row.
Kelly in Vegas will make a Mortal Lock pick. She will be added to the Mortal Lock parlay with Dave and myself. Rico will also make a Mortal Lock pick that will be separate. If Rico wins and Kelly loses, he's back up. If Rico loses and Kelly loses, he stays down.
I would like to note.
If you both win,
I would like to note,
you stay down.
I would like to note that in weeks 5, 6, and 7, Dan did lose his Mortal Lock. I just want that on the record.
What?
Noted.
Looking at the sheet. 5, 6, 7.
Well, the sheet can be.
Right?
The sheet has got errors.
I need you to find that. Sure. 5, 6, and 7. For the record.
Wow. Accusations flying.
All right. Well, we didn't have a relegation. Fact. I didn't even make the relegation.
No, relegation is definitely a rule.
But I didn't, when did we make it?
We just made it.
No, okay, so you
no,
you
no, the relegation
rule. You drag me in that fucking hole.
No, the relegation rule has been from week one.
No.
It has.
We created it.
No, relegation's been forever, I believe.
No, because mm-hmm. No.
I think.
But,
no, I think Dave's right.
I thought it was. I thought it's been around for a while, but
no.
I think that's selective.
If you
punishment.
Don't call it, I mean, I didn't realize if that's true.
I'm pretty
someone
sure
has
we
to
did the
it.
Relegation rule like
because of
a
that
few weeks ago.
All right. I thought the relegation has been.
Someone
no.
find us when the relegation rule came into effect.
But you got to call
Rico,
it.
Hey, you're such a scumbag. I love it. I love it. You're just there's nothing. I get in your hole. I come in your hole every single day, and then the one time I'm actually walking and winning my Mortal Locks, you just grab me by the fucking ankles and drag me down.
I mean, should be said.
You are. You that's what you do. Is Rico Bosco.
I just want it. You're not going to get relegated, but no, you, I want it on record. Bosco. You lost 3 in a row.
When did the relegation rule get?
I think it was in place then.
I don't
then.
Think it was week one.
I think
Hank knows it wasn't week one, and he's just
yeah, but that's
doing
week
that.
Five.
Yeah,
I think it was in place.
What? Go Prez, go guy, whatever Dave says.
No, I honestly,
there's
I'm
no
telling
way,
the truth.
Because it was when we started saying relegate Rico, and we didn't do that in the beginning.
Right, so it might have been week 8, which is coincidentally,
no chance
after Dan
eight.
Lost 3 in a row,
no,
and then I started.
We started
lose.
On your first. No chance. Right. I think it's been around for a while, but right. I mean, I didn't realize that, and you got to
no,
call
I,
it.
I would have been relegated if you got if the rule was existed. There's no way that rule
I think
has
the rule
existed.
Was there.
No, I'm looking right now. I'm going to look for when relegated. Rico.
What the like the?
No, we started tweeting relegated. Hank, fuck you.
You're the scarce.
You're the worst.
You're the
skip. You know that I'm
make
making sense, but you're so you just walk in here.
Well, it has to
and
make
you
a rule
your whole
again.
Opinion.
It has to.
You
can't
guy.
Retrograde.
No, you're not.
Relegate.
You got Paulie and Ralphie make a ruling.
You can't retrograde. Go back in time.
I'd be fine to do it, but I guarantee you, there's no way. I'm looking right now. Okay? I'm looking right now.
We talked about it on
the
show.
The first time we had Relegate Rico tweets happening was October 22nd. That's the first time I'm seeing them. That's when it started.
That would have been 8?
No, October 9th. When is that?
I don't think it adds up. We wouldn't do that right after you've lost 3 in a row. I think it's been around for a while.
No. I'm telling you it hasn't.
We talked about it on the show, correct?
We did not talk about week one.
No, but we, talked about the rule
yes.
on this show.
Yes.
So it's out
we
there.
Figure
someone's
going
find
to
find it. Someone's going
right.
to find it.
Right.
How
and
about,
by the way, I could almost guarantee you we probably talked about it like week 6 or 7 during my losing streak, which then I corrected week 8 by winning.
By the way, this guy who claims to be best friends with you, sitting on that, waiting to drop
oh, no,
it on your head.
Oh, no, he's such a scumbag. Like
I just noticed the fact.
He's Mico Bosco. I have his back all the time.
Yeah.
People always come up to me. They're like, Rico is really bad, as you say. Everyone thinks he is. Is he a jerk off?
No,
he's a bad
yeah.
guy. I'm like, no, he's a great guy. And then the minute he can throw someone else under the bus,
oh, let me tell you, this will have ramifications. This will have ramifications. This will have ramifications down the road.
Yep. By the way,
well played, sir.
Yeah, no, I
have no problem. You're right.
Not
three in a row. It should have been relegated, I believe, but we missed it. Maybe that's exposes an anti-Rico Bosco bias.
I feel like I don't know when we started it. But
I'm in the
Dave
penalty box.
Dave relegate Rico in September.
But
September
when was the
18th.
Rule made?
Yeah.
When was the rule made?
Why would we make a rule in the middle of the season?
I'm almost positive it's been around for a while.
No, it was made during when I was losing.
I don't think so.
Well, we have to stop and figure out when this was made.
That's going to take forever.
Who's going to find
it? I'm in the box. That's all I'm saying.
Who's going to find the relegate Rico rule?
I don't know. You want me to put my guys on it?
Yeah, maybe. You should have done that before you threw me in the box. So you threw me in the hole and you didn't even have anyone who could get me out of it?
It's you're not really in the hole because it's past.
No, I'll retroactively, if the rule existed and I didn't get relegated, I will retroactively relegate myself.
We don't want two guys in the penalty box.
You fucking do. You did this.
No, I mean, you can't say you don't. Yeah, you brought it up.
I will absolutely do the honorable thing.
Did I at any point say that Dan should be in the penalty box?
Yes.
I just said he lost three in a row.
If
that's that's a fact.
You're putting two and two together. You know what? I know another publication that said, did I ever actually say this?
You're the worst.
I just let them right to the water. And it's like, if they want to drink, they can drink. That's what you just did.
You're the worst.
That's what you just did.
If the rule had existed, I would do the honorable thing, and I will absolutely relegate myself because Rico is the worst.
You don't have to do that.
You can't fucking
just. You're both hot. No, you and Kelly.
No. You know what? No mortal lock this week. I'm hot.
Why would you do that?
I've won three in a row, four in a row. No, I'm not doing one. I'm canceling my game of the year, too, because Rico's a fucking baby.
Here's
all I did was say, hey, I'm looking at
the
thing.
My game of the year is canceled.
All right. Here's one thing I'll say.
Who's the pout pitcher now?
What?
Yeah, how do you like it? I'll pout right in your face.
We're going to pout off.
I'll pout in your face. How do you like it? That's all you do. You walk around.
I have not. I came in today and didn't say a word.
Fine.
Well,
game of the year back on, bitch. In.
Let's go.
Can I just say something, too, about the bias angle? And you should bring it up three in a row. I do believe that rule was in effect, and it should have been relegation. There is a much different – I just looked at all of it. Week one, there was two wins and one loss, Dan. And then there was two losses and one win the other 2 weeks. So it's not as glaring when there's a mismatch. I believe the last 3 weeks, it's you've lost all three and Dan and I have won all three, right?
Oh, we got sources.
What do you got?
Week three, 53-04 on video. Let's pull it up.
I'm relegated. That's fine. I'm relegated.
But you can't go relegation when you won three
relegated.
In a row.
That's
Rico
not what we
this.
Asked I for. I just I,
there was no there's listen at no point did I try to deceive anyone to not get relegated. I'm relegated. I'm relegated.
What I just said. By the way, my memory steel trap, Hank. You've been Milton. When I remember it, I'm generally dead on with the details.
I believe
details.
You. Go press
but,
go.
But here, thank you, Hank. Maybe here is
suck up. Why don't you ever suck up to me?
What? I'm the Mad Catter too. No, you're not.
Here's
the number one rock.
Here is why this was not a biased thing. I didn't realize it. It's exactly what I said. The first week that Dan lost in this streak, we were 2-1. We talked about, we mentioned it. The next 2 weeks, the pick'em parlay was 1-2, 1-2. So there isn't that direct one guy's screwing up the thing like Rico has done the last 3 weeks. It wasn't pro. That's the truth. I had no idea he lost three in a row till Rico went back and got in the lab and got ran. And you know what? Good for you, Rico. I would bring that up if I had that information. Be like, it's unfair, but you know, you gotta stand by it. Your best friend, you sliced his kneecaps.
Mm-hmm.
Just own it.
But that's exactly what he does.
Don't be like I didn't want him to be relegated. You brought it up.
You can't have two guys relegated.
Can't have your cake and eat too. So what does that mean? I picked a third.
I don't know, Dave. This is what
I'm not asking
wanted.
For retroactive.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
No, you can't do that.
All right, Julie Black.
Somebody lost three in a row.
You're Julie Black.
On record.
You're Julie Black.
Someone else lost three in a row.
You're Julie Black.
You cannot do that.
That's all I want.
You're Julie Black.
You can't bring this up and be like, I didn't mean to say anything.
I didn't say anything.
You can't do that.
Here's some info. Do what you will.
I'm relegated. There's no mortal lock for me.
It's your game of the year. Don't be pout fish.
No. I'm not pouting, Rico. You, listen. It's pretty fucking straightforward what happened. I don't know how we missed that I lost three in a row. That's a mistake. I think what Dave is saying makes a lot of sense, the fact that it wasn't glaring, that it wasn't two wins and one person losing literally 3 weeks in a row, which has happened here.
Yeah, well, we were rooting for you. As soon as I start slipping down the hole, relegate him, cut his dick off. He sucks. He's an asshole.
Right, I won't finish.
I'm just saying. I lose one. You're already starting you're getting the battle in action.
We were rooting for you while
you lost three in a row.
A 1 week relegation off.
He's our guy. He'll turn it around. Dan will turn it around. So there was no relegation talk. You guys started when I started losing. Yeah, go ahead.
You can't do what you did, where you bring it up, and then when I do the honorable thing, which I'm being an honorable person, I do not know how that was missed. I will absolutely relegate myself. I am officially relegated.
Here's what I'm going to say.
You can't be, oh, I didn't want that. You did. I'm relegated, even though I've won three in a row. I'm robbing the people of someone who's actually seeing his mortal locks very clearly. The people have been robbed. There will be no boost on my mortal.
And they're
going to
turn against me.
No, well, that's you. You turned against me.
No, I didn't ask for relegation.
You turned against me.
They're going to turn against me.
Here is, here I am the person not involved in this. I am 8-2, I believe, on my mortal locks this year. 8-2-1, but it's a win. So I'm 9-2 in money. Here's my ruling, and this is law based on it. Dan will be relegated this week, 1 week.
Yep.
It's a penalty.
Even though I've won three in a row.
But he's already won three, so he'd be back. So it's a one-game penalty because we should have relegated then. Your normal relegation rules exist, and I will do the pick and parlay myself, and I'll find someone else here.
Throw Katie in. Katie, you will be a
no,
mortal
I,
lock.
Well, I would say I'm on a heater for missing one, winning
who
one.
You,
I won last
I don't find some random person?
I'll pick. We have, obviously, I already have the pick from Kelly in Vegas.
You know anyone else who might have a pick?
Big Ev, Mush. I'll figure it out.
There's a bunch of people who gamble.
I'll figure
both
it out.
Both inside and outside these walls.
Oh.
Actually, I'm doing the honorable thing of relegating myself. Can I pick? Who gets to step in for me?
Sure.
Okay. Do-do-do.
No one saw that coming.
Yeah, it's power sweep. Right.
Kelly in Vegas, me,
you started this whole thing.
You started it.
You started it.
What are you looking at me for? I haven't done it. Do you? You have a, like...
What did I do? What did I do? Well, I want to know what I did.
Business Insider is diving into your life. I think there's a major story on the table. You have an adutadu fetish. You're obsessed with this guy. Hanging him, dangling him. You got everybody in. That's your fetish.
Wait. Time out. What just happened?
Dave, you have an adutadu fetish.
You do.
Are you?
Dave, you're obsessed with him.
You do. We need an intervention.
Dave, you're obsessed with him. You just forced me to make him to do my mortal lock picker.
Hank.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
He stares at me. I didn't do anything.
He would not have picked Nadutu, I don't think.
What?
Big Cat.
What are we doing?
Might have a fetish.
Hold on.
It's at your orders.
What, this just happened in real time.
I'm here every day now. Closed door meetings.
What are you talking about?
You said you took me off the text. That's three pieces of evidence.
Nobody
That's
knew he lost
three pieces
in a row
of evidence
until you brought it up. How is this pre-planned?
It's three pieces
of
evidence.
You literally started this entire conversation. You created this, and then the minute it gets created,
and he says,
you turn around and
you
say, this is not fair.
And then he says, can I pick my person? Inside, I'm just, what happened? What just happened? And then you stare at me.
You're running the show.
That's true.
It's like Christopher. If you don't act, I got to question your leadership. And this is your leader. You want him around.
The buck
stops
somewhere.
You're keeping him afloat.
You know what? I'll do another honorable thing, because I am the most honorable person here, not like my scumbag friend Rico Bosco, who's Miko Bosco, who'll just throw anyone under the bus, any chance he gets. I will make my mortal lock will be Liam. Bubba. Bubba will
Let's
pick
go.
My mortal lock.
Wait a minute.
So there it is.
No, Dave, because he accused me.
He wants it.
Then you let him win. He's a terrorist. He just acts like a terrorist.
Dave, no, at his core, he was upset.
No, you're a terrorist.
At his core,
you're a terrorist.
You're a terrorist.
We're being held hostage by terrorists.
When push comes to shove, you canceled it and you went to Liam.
We're being held hostage.
Look at him. He still wants it. He still wants it. You canceled it and he still wants it.
No,
absolutely
not. I don't
absolutely
deal with terrorists.
Terrorists? That guy's on a no-fly list.
No, you're on a no-fly list.
You're a terrorist.
I've flown before.
I've flown with you. I'm going to tell you this. Fine. He wants to do that. Fine. There will be an adutadu special on the app this week, and I'm hammering.
Oh, yeah?
You did that.
Yeah.
You did that to yourself because pout fish.
Is it going to be like all the other ones where
I don't know what it's going to be.
Explicitly in your contract, you can't promote other books, but while he was here.
I don't care. He's doing it.
He put up illegal shit, and you still let it act?
Rico. This is an anti-Rico.
Still let him pay.
Absolutely.
Does that look like
held hostage.
Does that look like the Boston Sportsbook app? That doesn't look like it at all.
You know what?
That
we'll do?
Look like the Boston Sportsbook.
You know what we'll do?
No,
I got it.
Not
I got
the
perfect
slightest.
Idea. All right, here we go. And he'll say that this is all pre-planned because Rico's just
this
not
is
smart
this, that
enough.
Was one of the
this
wildest
is all
exchanges
is
we've
all
ever had.
Everything
every
on this
time
is natural.
You think the Pick a Podcast can't get weirder, like stranger, your brain goes
at his core. He decided, you know what? Push comes to shove. I can't kill my friend. It's going
to
be late.
Yeah, something you'd never do to me. You would fucking put a bullet in the back of my head any second yet. If Dave walked over to Rico and he said, hey, we got a big cat problem. We need to take care of it. You would walk over, shoot me in the face, and be like, all right, where's my money?
You don't understand. He picked
That's
it.
A fact.
You looked at me and is like blaming me.
Here's what we're going to do. And
you
I
just kept your mouth shut. It wouldn't be a thing.
Again, I'm just being honorable left and right. We're going to have a Mortal Lock parlay. It's going to be Dave, it's going to be Bubba, and it's going to be Kelly in Vegas. Then we're going to have a relegation Mortal Lock parlay. It's going to be me, it's going to be Rico, and Do-do-do-do.
Absolutely not.
There
it is. Violation of my contract.
There it is.
And
there
you know
will be
that.
Two parlays
no, you, can't do that.
You can pick from for the people.
Did you just grab the phone?
I'm calling Westy right now.
Oh, all right.
Put it on speaker.
I can't believe you did all this. Like, you just...
There's no way you're
again,
putting my name next to
it. I apologize.
Is that my fault, too?
I apologize.
What he just suggested, is that my fault?
I apologize to the people.
You're not. I'm telling you right now, you're not doing that.
I apologize
Would
to the
people. Would you rather do-do-do in the pick'em parlay or the relegation parlay?
Are you
going to
give
parlay?
A mortal lock?
I have Dave's word. Never right? appear in the same space.
So then switch it. Put Liam with you and give me back do-do-do.
So he's back in the...
Yeah, the original with me and Kelly.
Somebody off the street. All right, next week we'll bring in a fucking vagabond outside and we'll just let them. You're doing the same thing. This what? Is a top tier company. And you're bringing people in off the street.
What?
To be featured in bets.
Well, you got
don't
relegated.
See that?
And then
I also
and
got
by
relegated.
The way, you got relegated and we had the parlay set. Me, Dan,
yeah.
and Kelly.
And then you relegated,
and then you relegated
me.
Big
how
Cat.
Do you not understand that, like, I literally was walking, minding my own business, and, like, it the clown, you just jumped out from the drain and dragged me in. And then you're like, how did we find ourselves in this place,
correct.
Guys?
And
I'm an honorable guy. That's why I relegated
fast
myself.
Fast forward.
Well, there is go, the old saying, jump in the hole, I know the way out.
No, so you go, pulled me in the hole.
To get you
further,
out, I know the way out.
Go one step further. When I'm like, I'll just pick somebody else. I was thinking maybe Ev or Marty. And then you say, let me pick it. And you want to do Nadu. Fine. I have nothing to do with it. You relent, but he tries to hold me hostage.
He pout-pouts.
Like, you've created a situation. Yourself, nobody to blame. So pick. Which one do you want Nadu to do in? The relegation one or the
Barstool
pick him,
Mortal Lock parlay?
He says it's not in his contract. He can't be, so he's got to be with me.
So what do you want to do?
I don't understand where the pride is for you. You've built this company. You got people coming at you at all angles.
I want to win.
You're just bringing in the people on no-fly lists?
I want to just win. There's money. I just want to win.
That's blood money.
No, it's not. It's money.
All right. And it's not going to win, so go ahead.
Well, you haven't won in 3 weeks.
Well, you just took in a fucking terrorist yourself, so.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah, no, he did take in a terrorist. We put you full-time on Monday.
All right.
Wow.
Pouting in everyone's face. Twists and turns of this show.
I have half an hour I got to go, but I did not anticipate this. I mean, this show, God damn it, I love it, but I mean, how can
best.
You make this up?
You can't.
You could
you
have
can't.
The best writers in the world. Nobody can write that guy
I
right
was,
there.
I was
just
actually,
a quick reminder.
I was actually like, I was actually.
All the people coming at you.
I was actually.
It's a good time to align. Somebody who does
that. He's just showing it. Rico's got his Library of Congress in his phone of everything on to do. I was actually woke up this morning, and no joke, I was like, I'm going to be nice to Rico today. I'm gonna try to be as nice as I can. I'm going to be a rider. And then all he does is pull me down. All he does. He is Miko Bosco. People sometimes will comment and be like, does Big Cat really hate Rico? I love Rico, but there are some things that Rico does that are, like, baffling. Just a baffling person.
Who,
he is a narcissist to the
in
nth
a time
degree.
Of war?
A bad guy.
In a time of war.
Bad guy.
I disagree. Okay.
Yeah, this was all avoidable. All right. So let's talk about next week. What's the schedule?
It's a flat circle, right? Dave has said, Benchmob, you have to do something to generate revenue. Live shows, we have the events.
This
that's what we're trying to do.
Revenue.
Okay, I agree.
This show
for
agree.
Those at home,
but
agree.
You don't give him credit for
it. Has to juggle this show based on his schedule.
Absolutely not. It's a 9
well,
o'clock tip.
Yes.
It's a 6:30 show.
No, time out.
Leaving Tuesday helps out.
Time out.
Or moving up Wednesday a little bit.
Well, that's the definition of juggling the schedule. So when you say absolutely not, absolutely yes, right? You asked us to juggle to move the time, correct?
A little bit.
So that's juggling a schedule, correct?
Right.
So how is that absolutely
right.
not?
So what are we going to do next week?
You tell me. It's a flat circle.
No, no.
It's you said your, do stuff that if you want to get this thing going, listen, do stuff that generates listen, revenue.
You
it's sold. We have the show. All right.
Dave
it's
and
a 9
I,
o'clock tip.
Dave
6:30
and I,
show.
Dave and I work for you. So you tell
That's
us.
That's not true.
Can I ask you something? Though, and I've asked it probably before. I think probably who has the most commitments in the office? The
you.
Two people.
You two.
Okay. How many times have we asked to move this show?
Thanksgiving 1 year.
Yep. Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, Rico, can you get
How
in
about
early?
The entire year that you missed the entire
no
show.
Thanksgiving.
Dave missed the entire show that year, too.
Thanksgiving. So, all right, Thanksgiving. You've been full time for how long?
3 days.
3 days.
How many times in those 3 days have you asked us to move the show?
Just the once.
How many times?
Technically, he asked last week before
three
it was
full
time. So.
Right, yeah.
One. So, I mean, you don't see.
Let me ask a follow-up. How many times
just,
in those 3 days?
I should have hurt my foot. It'd be no problem.
How many times in those 3 days?
Shot at
oh, wow.
Dion, his
Dion
foot
who's on
off.
His like deathbed. He might get his foot amputated.
Why didn't you
Rico's
just...
Taking shots
when,
at him.
There, how long is college basketball season?
I don't know.
Long,
months,
6 months.
Yeah. 6 months.
You just couldn't have picked a different day than the day we taped for this?
The only non-conference marquee games are in November. There was one. It's at 9. It's a 9 o'clock. Picked a 9 o'clock game. It's a 6:30 show. Getting to the airport... Would be.
He
I
did
mean,
ask for a private plane. Yes.
Yeah,
no,
he did. So 3 days
asked
he's
that.
Asked for a
absolutely
private
plane. I asked that.
You guys aha'd us last
same,
night.
Is
you
that
did
the
seat.
Same absolutely not as you didn't ask us to juggle the schedule? Absolutely not. What'd you ask to do? Just move the schedule a little bit.
What do you want to do?
Listen, I'll move the schedule because, like I said, I'll do anything. You tell me when. I'll be there. The only thing that I actually like, I just have... I haven't seen my kids in like 4 months because of you, but I'll move the schedule.
I am willing to flip advisors in college football if everyone else agrees. I am willing to do that.
I do not agree.
Oh, well, there you go. I can't force them to do it.
Give me your best pout. Give me your best pout.
I'm trying not to be positive.
Give me your best pout
I walk
and
in,
I will
say hello
reconsider.
To everybody. Lock
give
in.
Me, give me your best pout and I will reconsider. Give it to me.
I can't really pout on command.
Yeah, that's show just, it to me. Show me your best pout.
Do-do-do-do is going to be part of this.
Show me the pout.
Pick and parlay.
No, that's just anger. That's you aligning with terrorists, but that's whatever.
Show me the pout.
Time of war. That's
show me a pout.
I used to be a fucking bazooka guy. You forget.
When's the last time you fired that bazooka?
I'll do whatever you want. You saw my text.
Show me a pout.
Private text. I haven't seen you on the front lines.
Show me a pout.
You said to edit.
Give me a pout.
This is a little different fish to fry. We're not going after that little guy from Oklahoma State, Gottlieb. We're going after real crooks, real criminals. You're nowhere to be found.
Bazooka's loaded, Skip.
Show me you having my back somewhere publicly going after these people, going after me.
Have you given the order? Do you want me just fucking
shoot?
Oh,
you need an order now? That used to be the thing, a junkyard dog that I couldn't control.
Well, now I'm more legit.
So then what are you talking about?
Show me the pout.
I don't know where to find the bazooka.
I don't know what you're going to do, bro.
Pout. All right, I'll move the show.
Thank you.
What Rico time are we always do the gets show? His way.
He always gets. He pouts his way. That's all he does. He pouts his way. Pouts his way.
Beautiful. That was beautiful, guys.
All right, so we'll do the show what? What time next week?
What time?
You tell me. Private jet leave?
You tell me. It's your advisor show.
I don't have.
We're
you,
doing you
legitimately,
first.
You tell
10
me what?
Like, 10 o'clock? 10 a.m.
Is Tone Rico's taking with you?
No, I just.
Is that enough time for you?
Yeah.
10 a.m. it is.
Okay. Any interviews with Ed Cooley we got to work around?
No.
Okay. Perfect. That was great. We got that solved.
Got that done.
Good job, everyone.
Thanks for
Should
bending.
We get to some picks? Should we
yeah,
get to some
go.
Cards?
Yeah, let's go.
I
okay,
do have.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Dave's got to go.
Oh, we got to move the...
What?
Never mind.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
No. Now you have to say it.
No. I'm.
Say it.
We're moving the schedule. I'm just asking a question. It
you
seems like we're...
You fucking asshole?
No. All right. That's why I stopped myself.
You gotta understand, this guy, if you cross him for a second, he'll fucking shoot you in the back. Be careful, Hank. All right, tick pick. Then we'll do the cards, and we'll do the picks. Officially, I'm relegated. I apologize to the people. I've won 3 in a row, and they've all been very, very good picks. But you don't get my pick this week. 3 in a row.
Well, no, you do. You get the relegate, right?
Yeah, that's right. You get the relegated pick. You get the relegated pick. All right.
You know what? I was going to say the relegated should be the oppos.
Oh.
Like you guys pick and it's the actual other side. Flip it.
So people can parlay the flip?
You're betting because they're relegated, so it's actually your best mortal locks, but then we take the other side.
Well, give them two options. Back against the wall. All right, picks or the opposite.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, Reminder, I have won three in a row.
There's a couple things I talked to Wes. I wonder if you could. No, you couldn't do that. I was going to say, like, bet them versus each other. I don't know. Whatever. We'll go.
Okay, Tick Pick. You should go be picking Tick Pick as your go-to whenever you're looking to score NFL or college football tickets this season. Their users always save money because Tick Pick never charges any service fees. Their ticket prices are more to lock to be the best ones you'll find on any site, and they have a best price guarantee to prove it. We've helped you nail your football picks this season, and Tick Pick is here to help you get out of those great games in person as we're halfway through our football sandwich because Tick Pick, that's TickPick, is the only major no-fee ticket site and the only one you need as you go to for all football this season. Let them guarantee the best prices on all their NFL and college football tickets. If you don't believe it, you can find better prices for the same seats any other ticket sale. TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Go to TickPick.com/Pick'em today and use the promo code Pick'em to save $10 on your first order of tickets to any live event. TickPick.com/Pick'em. I don't want to go backwards, but I now realize I'm so stupid. Like, Rico had been planning that reveal.
Oh my God! Of course,
weeks absolutely not. Of the three, he knew it was in his. We look at this sheet every week. And he's been looking at it, being like, "The minute I get relegated, I'm
you can't even keep a straight face."
No, he knows.
Yeah, because you're the one. Come on! I just looked at it.
It's crazy that I actually think that Rico isn't like a backstabbing snake. That's what he is. Gotta remind myself, bad guy,
bad guy,
bad guy,
bad guy.
Gotta remind
bad guy Rico. Bad guy.
I wouldn't do that to him.
It's Seinfeld. They'll boo you. Very bad man.
Very bad guy. He really is. So I got to just remember everything Rico does. Like, we do it naturally. He does it planned. So that was planned.
He didn't have that planned.
He had that in his back pocket because I don't really look at this sheet.
You don't think his little crew?
Oh,
they're scrambling.
Oh, they're like, hey, Rico, if you lose a third game,
the wild ones,
bring it up. Bring it up. If you lose this third game, make sure you bring it up. Make sure you bring Dan Bet down with you. Good. Thank God I'm actually honorable and I relegated myself. Before we even got the ruling. Bad guy. You're actually a bad guy. Bad guy. No, like truly a bad person.
Right.
Bad guy. All right. Let's do it. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State -1, over-under is 48. Huge game for Michigan. Penn State lost two in a row. They beat Maryland last week. They've lost two out of three. They went and they lost to Illinois. Then they lost to Ohio State. Michigan...
What are you smacking? I just you're,
he's a bad guy.
You're a bad guy, but you're a beautiful guy.
Yeah,
you can't make you in a lab.
No,
you can't. You're one in a
call
gazillion.
Me a bad guy?
No, oh, you're a bad guy, guy.
But you're a one in a billion. You're my bad
Rico,
guy.
Rico, let's be honest. I love you. Again, I truly love you. But like the things that you show time and time again as a person makes you a bad guy
and valuable.
Like you throw people under recreated. The bus.
They'll never be. They broke the mold with you. I'm sorry to get sidetracked. I got an interview in 22 minutes.
Okay. Michigan, Penn State. Dave, how you feeling?
We control our own destiny. Yeah, I said we. We control our own destiny. Now, we actually don't, but we do. Meaning if Michigan State wins out, they still are ahead of us, but there's no chance Michigan State's winning out. They got Ohio State, Penn State. They got a tough schedule. I think they even have another game that could be tough. So I believe we control. We win out, national championship.
If you win out, you're going to be in the playoff. I truly believe that.
Well, if Michigan State wins out, we won't go to the Big Ten Championship.
Oh, we figured that out last week, didn't we?
They got to lose twice, but that was a big loss.
But
they still have Ohio State. They still have Penn State.
Wait, what does
it come down to again?
I think a one-loss Michigan
If they don't? Oh, because they beat Ohio State.
Out of conference schedule?
It would be similar to...
Yeah, but I don't know, because that means Michigan State also beat Ohio State, so that means Ohio State now... Yes, they haven't played yet.
Right. But I'm saying Michigan, if they end the season with one loss...
Right.
I think they'll be in the college football playoff, even if Ohio State goes to the Big Ten championship.
But both of those can't happen.
We'd have two
losses.
Michigan
has to beat Ohio State to go to the only end with one loss. Ohio State to end
because
with one
Michigan
loss.
State has one loss.
Right.
So if Michigan State beats
loses to Penn State,
yeah,
and then Ohio State beats Michigan State, and then Michigan beats Ohio State, which actually I
then
like.
We go.
No.
Yes.
Ohio State, no.
Yeah, Michigan State has two losses. We beat Ohio head-to-head.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was this?
In order for Michigan to end with one loss, they have to beat Ohio State and win out. They already have one loss.
I know they have one loss.
Yeah.
I know they have one
loss. Well, you're saying somehow we beat Ohio State and Ohio State doesn't go.
and Ohio State goes to the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, but that I don't. It, I guess
that's
Michigan
only if
State,
Michigan loses
Michigan
this
State
week.
Could lose to. I guess. No, it. I don't think it can happen.
Yeah,
it
probably can't.
Michigan State will lose again. I'd bet my life on that. Yes. So I do think we control our own destiny, and I think we win this game. I think we should have beaten Michigan State, left the gas off the pedal, and I think there's a big game for Michigan.
Huge
they get
game.
Right back in the mix here. So, I mean, we were ranked behind Michigan State for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Little brother, that's why people want to say, why is it big brother, little brother? Because they beat us head-to-head, and we're ahead of them because we're Michigan, and they're not.
Well, Michigan was the only team that looked good last week.
Yep.
They're the only team that covered with
Granted,
ease.
We played trash.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, so did Nebraska hasn't played well. Ohio State struggled. Cincinnati played Tulsa. They struggled.
Should have lost.
I think Michigan, they haven't had many losses in recent years where you came out with any degree of, like, we should have beat that team. That's how he came out of the Michigan State. It's like, we should have fucking won that game. I think they play well and beat Penn State in Happy Valley.
Rico.
It's going to be tough. I think it's a close game. You know I'll never pick State Penn, but I do think it's State Penn off a couple of, obviously the win in Maryland, a couple of losses. They're kind of desperate. I think it's Michigan. I think it's Michigan close, but it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be right down to the end.
Okay. Well, since Rico has stolen all the reveal of the mortal locks at the end, so I just might as well give it right now. Michigan's my mortal lock for this week.
Nice.
I think they're going to win. I think Penn
good
State
versus evil.
Against good rushing teams, Auburn, Ohio State, Illinois.
I'm confused. I thought you said your game was Thursday night.
That's my game of the year.
But you got to maximize tickets.
Gotcha. No, that's my game of the year.
Got it.
Right. But I have to pick a mortal lock for Saturday.
Got it.
Yeah, but my game of the year is Thursday night.
Got it. Love it.
But this is my mortal lock for the weekend, which doesn't matter because Rico completely. Completely undermined my mortal lock.
Got it.
I think, if you look at Penn State, their defense is very good. They do struggle, though, when they play really good rushing teams. Michigan's a really good rushing team. They struggled Ohio State rushing. Although they bottled them up for a half. Auburn was able to run a little bit. Illinois was able to run 350 yards, whatever the fuck that was. I think Michigan wins this game, mortal lock, which doesn't really matter for the people. I apologize to the people. I've won 3 mortal locks in a row. Really good picks by me, but you don't get the mortal lock parlay this week from me. So
big advantage for Michigan having this be a noon kickoff.
Yep, huge. All right, next game, Georgia-Tennessee. Tennessee plus 20, over-under is 56. Rico, I'll start with you.
I don't love it, but I'm going to take Tennessee plus 20. I like the way they're trending. Going against Georgia's dumb. I think there's a little bit of juice with Tennessee here. I'm going to take Tennessee plus the 20.
Yeah, 20 is a ton, and Tennessee is playing good. They surprised me that they beat Kentucky. Nobody could stop anybody. Wild ending to the game. I thought Kentucky really, the last drive was bad play calling. It's like they were trying to almost take the clock down because they didn't want to give Tennessee the ball back.
It was a crazy game. Tennessee would get the ball, they'd score in 45 seconds. Kentucky would get the ball, they'd score in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was just back and forth like that.
Almost a call that would rival basically the Monday night. The penalty when they said the Corrente hip checked the guy. Did you guys see the call? Were you watching the Kentucky Tennessee game?
I
was not. It was Kentucky got the ball back with about 3 minutes to go, maybe down 3 points. I believe they were down 3 points.
Yeah, they lost by 3.
They're driving down the field, and it's third and 3 or third and 4, and the quarterback gets sacked trying to escape the pocket. Vicious face mask. Like, turns the head. Refs miss it. Stoops, he's Kentucky coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets a 15-yarder for arguing that they missed the call.
Oh, wow.
To miss a call like that, so that put him way behind the chains.
That's crazy.
It's fourth and 20. They complete it and get the first down, so it took that penalty out, but then they just melted down. Long story short, I like Tennessee. They're playing good. Georgia's the best team in the country by a mile, but Tennessee will be ready for this game.
I'm sick of betting against Georgia, so I'm not going to bet against Georgia, but I'm going to take the over 56. I do think Tennessee poses the most dynamic offense that Georgia's played. Florida's offense, you could say, I mean, I don't know what's happened to Florida, but, you know, they can't stretch the field as much. I'm going to take the over.
Quarterback's going to stay healthy for Tennessee. He's the whole team.
Hendon Hooker, because Joe Milton comes in, he'll just run straight out of
bounds. Yeah, he's the worst.
Literally just go straight out of bounds. All right, next up. Ohio State, Purdue. Purdue at Ohio State. Purdue just the giant killer this year. Ohio State minus 20, over under 61.5. I'll start. I think everyone in the world is going to jump on Purdue here. I'm going to take Ohio State. Ohio State looked terrible last week against Nebraska. Purdue beats another top 10 team with Michigan State at home. They rush the field.
With ease.
Everyone says, oh, this is exactly – you're basically buying stocks right now. Purdue couldn't be higher. Ohio State couldn't be lower. If Ohio State crushed Nebraska and Purdue lost that game last week, this would be like a 28-point line. So I'm going to take Ohio State minus 20.
Same. Everything you said I agree with. I also like the over 62. I think it's going to be a lot of points. And I think Nebraska is – they have run into, I don't know, bad luck. They're playing much better. Like, they're not mm-hmm. nearly as bad. So that struggle didn't surprise me. In fact, just put it in tickler file, whatever futures or what – they redid Scott Frost. I think next year is – and they probably wanted this a long time ago. I think next year is a breakout year for Nebraska.
I disagree.
We'll see. Compton will like hearing that. But
yeah, I mean – but – the thing that I don't understand, so I actually am fine with Scott Frost staying because, like, what are you going to do? They immediately fired four coaches.
Yeah.
What coach is going to go to Nebraska knowing that if Scott Frost loses again, you're gone? So it's going to be tough to fill that.
Who sells out their friends like that?
You.
That was the irony, Dan.
But I just want to attention. But I just want to remind everyone
you got your
it
two
was
guys
you.
Right now. There's,
right,
there's
you. It was you.
DEFCON like 11.
I'm not Hank's guy.
What are you talking about? I'm the Mad Catter.
You.
I haven't been right. I still think Ohio State is the second best team in the country. I haven't been right picking their sides. I think they're going to blow people out like they were supposed to last week. Didn't do it. With that said, I've been on Purdue's offense. Picked them outright twice this year. They can definitely throw the ball. I think the over is a little low here. You had 62. I saw 61.5. Either way, I'm going to take no side. I'm going to take the over.
Okay. I mean, you saw Purdue. After they beat Iowa, that's when they played Wisconsin. Wisconsin went to Purdue and kicked the shit out of them. Right. I think you'll get that same letdown. It's just so hard as college kids to win a big game and then come back the next week if you're not like a premier program. All right, last up before we get to our cards. Reminder, I've already done my mortal lock because I got relegated retroactively by Rico, who'd been planning that for 4 weeks. What do you think, 4 weeks?
He's had that in his pocket for a while.
For 4 weeks. Texas A&M at Ole Miss. Well, he has. So, you know he's had it in his pocket. The guy who has everything planned, Hank, and has people like, you know.
You're in the Capo's chat, though. I didn't see that.
You think that that's still the Capo's chat? You think that you and I are still in the real Capo's chat? There's another chat that we're not in. That's where name that tune gets played. That's a fact. Confirm or deny. There's no other chat.
Deny.
No chat.
Oh, my God.
If I looked at your phone, no chat.
That's it. Not even active in that one.
You definitely have groups that we aren't aware of. You probably had 19 phones.
Yeah, I mean, you have burners and everything.
That's it. Yeah, burners to do clip it.
Like, if I made
shout out Joey Yanks.
If I made my way all through this mess I'm in, just pulling curtains and strings, mm-hmm. the final curtain, mm-hmm. I could see it spin around and it's Bosco sitting in there. Just. Mm-hmm.
That's hurtful.
Well,
it's all we got, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last game?
Texas A&M.
I wouldn't rush.
Ole Miss. No, we'll get to it. Ole Miss plus 2.5, over under is 55.
Rushing the show?
Dave.
I like Ole Miss. Yeah. Yeah, I got.
All right. But luckily, we're flexible. We'll move it around. Skip, no problem. Make that interview.
Well, it yeah.
No problem, buddy. You make it. I'm bendable. I'm here all the time now.
Yours
I got nothing to do.
Yours with this coolie. I'm getting accused of sex crimes.
I'm still in your hole.
Didn't sound it.
No problem.
I like Ole Miss.
I like A&M.
Something else. I love him. He just like it.
Listen.
Something else.
I like A&M.
The shadowy figure. These anonymous quotes. I don't know.
Jesus. Any thoughts on why you like A&M?
Yeah, I think I'm back to fading Bo Nix. I'm going to go with A&M.
Okay.
I like it. I wrote
Ole
him for
Miss,
a little while.
We were lucky.
I'm sorry.
No, Bo Nix that was is last not week. Playing in this game.
I know. I went.
I thought he was
it's college basketball
relation.
Season.
Yeah.
No. I was on Bo Nix last football. Week. I got made a fool.
Texas A&M.
I'm chasing
Bo
the tail. I'm chasing the tail. Corral's a little banged up. I apologize. I'm taking Texas A&M.
Ole Miss didn't look great last week. I was lucky to cover that. Was supposed to be my mortal lock. I did have a lot. It was 24-0 at half. They held on for the cover with a terrible interception that they were recipient of at the end of the game. But that, you know, I know it's Hugh Freeze back. This is a big game at Ole Miss. I think they're ready for this game. Corral's doing the banged up, but not limping in between plays at full speed during.
Game like days there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm taking the over in this game. I think Texas A&M's rushing attack is electric. I do think that
game day's there. Why would game day go to fucking Jailer? Jailer, Oklahoma is a top tier game.
Oh yeah, I forgot to bring up that game.
It's fine. About
shit. Okay. All right. Cool. So I'm taking Texas A&M and the over in this game. Last one, Oklahoma Baylor. Then we'll do our cards.
I think Oklahoma wins, but Baylor. I pinpointed this game. It's gonna be very close. I think Oklahoma can win. Baylor coming off that tough loss. Baylor will be within the number.
So the translation pick Baylor. Baylor. Yeah, I like Baylor as well. I think it's a coin flip. Baylor lost last week. Shout out Kelly in Vegas, all over that sandwich spot. Looking ahead, this is still the game for them. I'm going to take Baylor. Baylor, one of my all-time, by the way, these two teams will, for the rest of my life, I will remember. I think Baylor 8-1, 10-1 versus Oklahoma. No one said they could beat them, and they were up, 20, 25?
Yeah, Baker.
And they blew it at the end.
Charlie Baker?
Yeah, killer. But I'm going to take Baylor here.
All right, I'm taking Baylor as well. Let's do our cards. Rico.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'll have to get the card loaded.
Brewer.
After.
Charlie Brewer.
Brewer.
Went to Utah, left Utah.
So Baylor plus 5.5. I just gave that out. Michigan, pick 'em.
That's my mortal lock, but I'm not part of the mortal lock part.
I called
Rico
this one.
Me.
Some people gave me congratulatory. I said Arizona is not. They've turned the corner a little bit. They hadn't won, I think, a game in like 2 years.
Yeah, they finally won.
They won last week. I was on it. They're playing hard for the new coach. Utah scored 50 last week, killed Stanford. I actually like Stanford, so I was totally wrong. But people are going to see that eye-popping number from Utah, be like, oh, they're going to beat Arizona. They're going to kill them. They'll probably beat them. 24 at home, Arizona. They're going to play hard, Arizona, the rest of the way. Keep this game relatively close. I like Arizona plus 24. Gave out Ohio minus 20.5, the over 62. Gave out already Tennessee plus 20. That was on my card, over 56, provided the quarterback stays healthy. There's nothing wrong, but he's going to have to be able to take hits. I gave Ole Miss already at home against A&M plus. I like Virginia plus 5.5 at home against Notre Dame. I don't think Notre Dame's good.
Quarterback's questionable.
The Virginia quarterback.
He's very good.
They scored 100 day-to-day against BYU. I just think the thing about Notre Dame not being good is people still get up for them even if they're not good, mm-hmm, because Notre Dame. So Virginia will be ready, like this is a big game. I like the over 64.5. That's my full card. I'm now, because I do have to leave, I'm going to give my mortal lock. And here is this week's mortal lock. We have myself. I'm actually going with Tennessee plus 20, which is to bet against Georgia, but I think they keep it close. I have Kelly in Vegas, Minnesota plus 5.5. Against Iowa, and Nedutadu plus 3.5.
Oh, you already got it.
Yeah, I texted him one, and this all went down.
Of course he answered. What the fuck else is he?
What an asshole for answering. What a jerk. Kelly in Vegas also answered, by the way. I asked, what's your best pick Saturday? He answered. That doesn't make you a jerk. Syracuse plus, I mean, it just doesn't.
It doesn't.
Syracuse plus 3.5. Against Louisville. So there you go.
What do you think about this? Do you like this gift that I just tweeted, Dave? Rico to me on tomorrow's podcast. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good.
Let me see.
It's perfect.
No.
You don't show it. All right.
It's a little stick figure. Walks up to another stick figure and says, here, hold this. And he just puts a knife right in his heart.
And what I liked about it wasn't the back.
Right, exactly. He did it to my face.
Right,
yep.
Looking you in the eyes.
Yep, he's been holding that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then did a whoops.
By the way, I don't hate it. It's just,
he's just who he is. Right. He's the do the honorable thing is not correct.
I relegated
myself before the decision was made. I want it on the record. I relegated myself.
All right.
Because I'm actually honorable, unlike you. Seriously, though, now that he's gone, how long did you have that?
I just looked at the sheet.
You're all on to it. That's okay.
How long did you have the secret stream last night? How long
did
he
have
it?
A secret stream.
Did he have it?
I wish he was still here, because he said to me yesterday, you don't have to come. And I said, I'll be there.
I've learned what those words mean, though.
What
Krzyzewski's last game in the Garden.
What do you think?
Dad calls me crying. He's so proud. Your credential. Can't go.
Can't go.
Gotta go to the stream.
Can't go. Full time now. I mean, listen, you don't have to tell me, dude. Every night I'm working until 2 in the morning.
I got you.
But Rico can't go to one game. What are your real thoughts on Dave now that he's gone?
What?
What are your real thoughts on Dave now that he's gone?
He's a good boss.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think he's honest?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tweet that?
What?
Why didn't you tweet that he's honest? Huh.
You shouldn't do that. I mean, whatever. He even said himself, it looked orchestrated. I saw what was going on.
What? You don't think he's honest?
What?
You don't think he's honest?
I tweeted what I thought meant more.
What was that?
The truth shall set you free.
100.
Who said that? Luke, 536.
Luke of Bratz?
Nah. Luke, one of the Bibles.
Oh, you want to do your card?
Yeah, Rutgers, +7. Two bad offenses. I'll roll the dice with Rutgers and take the points here. Kansas State, -6.5. I love what they're doing at home. I think Deuce Vaughn is going to be a Heisman candidate next year. West Virginia's falling off a little bit. Great D. That'll be the difference. Give me Kansas State. USC, -1.5. Cal's got these medical problems. Chase Garbers. What do you got?
The game's canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
USC?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's okay. In fairness, that's why I liked it. Cal was a fucking disaster medically, and that's probably why it got canceled, right?
Yep.
All right, that's a shame because I like that a lot. Louisiana, -7. Troy's not good. Two great defenses. ULL scores when they need to. Tennessee, +20. Louisiana Monroe, -3. They just cover. This one's ugly, but they just cover. That'll probably be the lock. LSU, +2.5.
Doesn't matter.
I still don't buy Arkansas. Coach O's got one more in him. LSU, +2.5. Notre Dame, Virginia, over 64.5 if Brennan Armstrong plays. 71 combined points, 938 yards on offense. These teams will score. NC State, +2.5. I love Devin Leary, and I think Wake now comes back down to earth. They can finish the year 9-3. They'll get two losses in a row. I like NC State. Small card.
All right. I got Wisconsin, -24. I got the Northwestern's not going to score. Arkansas, -2. Georgia State, +10.5 against Coastal. Grayson McCall is out again, I believe. But I think Georgia State is, like, their game to cover that without him, even if he were playing.
I don't think he played last week, and they rolled.
I think he's out for the season.
Yeah, he's debatably out indefinitely. Yeah.
They rolled Georgia Southern last
South
week,
South Alabama, +22.5 versus App State. Auburn, -5.5. FAU, -6.5. Tulane, +3 versus Tulsa. Michigan is my mortal lock, but it doesn't matter because I don't have a mortal lock this week. And then I'm not, you know what? I'm not going to do my game of the year. I'm not in the mood. So I have a game of the year, but who cares? I'm relegated.
You cut off your nose to spite your face? Give the game of the year. I'll give the game of the year then.
You don't know what my game of the year is.
I do. You told me. Also add Louisville to my card. Whatever.
Also add Louisville.
-3.5.
Also add Louisville to my card. Yeah, see? For once, I would like you to do the friendship that I show to you.
I do it all the time.
No, you don't. When was the last time you did something friendship for me?
The other day, I called you.
What?
How you doing? You all right? There's a lot going on. Called you at 5:07. No
busy.
Answer.
Busy.
Yeah, fair enough. But it doesn't mean you only accept incoming?
Yeah.
Okay. Have to get you a new phone. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Christmas present.
All right, Pitt -6 is my lock of the year, game of the year.
Tell the people why. Carolina off a big win. Come on, get in. Come on, Dan.
No, I've just been beaten up. You beat me up, man.
All right, bro.
You beat me up, and now you want me to dance like a monkey.
You set me up last night. We beat each other up. Iron sharpens iron.
Dave told me last second. You can look through my text messages.
All right.
Supposed to be home last night. Didn't make it.
Iron sharpens iron. Pitt. -6.5. That's your lock. All right, my lock's Fresno State.
My game of the year is not going to win now.
Fresno State -24.5.
Game of the year.
Terry Wilson's out.
UNC's
goes bad.
First time they've played
Fresno
on grass.
Fresno crushes. UNC, shout out Pat Hill. Got to go back to the guys. Dance with the guy who brung you.
UNC, first time they played on grass since week one.
Where they lost
Monday
week
Night
one.
Football.
Yep, speed up. Katie, what's your lock?
Big win. Coming off a big win.
It sucks balls, Hank. It just keeps moving. I don't do anything.
Hank, don't talk to Rico like that. Watch, he's our boss. All right.
What's your lock, Katie?
It won't move.
Why don't you say please, Katie.
Sorry.
I'm 6-5 and on a heater of missing one, hitting one at one last week, so take it at your own risk. But Oklahoma, -5.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bubba, you're part of the Mortal Lock Parlay this week. It's me, Rico, and Bubba.
UMass.
If you want to take my pick, I've won three in a row. Unfortunately, I'm relegated, but I have won three in a row.
I believe I'm 5-6. I need to double check, and I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Okay.
I love Lane.
Ole Miss, +2.5 at home.
As the number one Mad Catter in the world, no, I'm going to take Michigan.
Not. You've never had my back.
I'm having your back right now. Michigan. Aria.
I'm 4-5. I'm going with OK State.
Okay.
Or Oklahoma State.
I'm 6-5 last week. Houston was brutal. Only happens to me.
Hey, you're doing this thing. You got half a foot in, half a foot out.
No, he's got a full foot out on me.
What are you talking about?
Dylan. Baylor.
We get
Dylan's
the show
Baylor.
Moved. It's like, don't ask. It's like when my dad used to send me to the doctor and it hurt. Don't ask the doctor if you can play, because if he doesn't say anything, you just go play sports. You're fucking asking the doctor right after we get the show moved.
I was chirping. You did the chirp you did to him, I did to him too. I was like, oh, we're moving the timer.
I've heard enough on this show.
That's
by
the show.
Everyone else.
See you next week.
Download the Play Barstool app.